From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. So far, Iraqi government troops, Kurdish fighters, Sunni tribesmen, and Shiite militias have captured towns and villages surrounding the city. General Stephen Townsend, the top general leading the coalition military operation in Syria and Iraq, told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference Wednesday that a Syrian rebel group will soon move to isolate the Iraqi city of Raqqa.
So we think it's very important to get isolation in place around Raqqa to start controlling that environment on a pretty short timeline.
The Syrian rebel group that will move toward Raqqa includes a significant number of Kurdish YPG fighters, something that is sure to anger key ally Turkey. But Townsend says the group is the only force capable of moving quickly toward the city. UN humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien says eastern Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone, with more than 400 people slain and nearly 2,000 wounded in the past month. He gave his monthly report to the UN Security Council on the organization's ability to get assistance to Syria. He said he is especially concerned about the children caught up in the conflict.
These children do not have the luxury of waiting for another Geneva or Vienna or Lausanne to succeed. They need our protection now. And what happened to never again? What happened to our commitment to protect the most vulnerable, those who face mass atrocities?
O'Brien repeated accusations that the Syrian government and Russia are responsible for the bombardment campaign since the beginning of the conflict. This is VOA News.